You are listening to 漫画先生。
Hey everybody, welcome back to the 漫画先生 podcast. First, I want to take a second to thank everybody who's supporting us. I know we're taking time to try to figure out how to expressly use the Patreon. I'm not the best on Instagram, but I am trying. And I really appreciate the kindness and the patience everyone's been expressing to me over on those different mediums as I try to get this podcast out every single day. Today, we're going over a new, not an idiom, I guess this is technically it's an auxiliary adjective, but we're going to focus on how it's used, talking about probability today. All last week, we really talked a lot about ambiguity or generalizations. We talked about nanka, we talked about ja, we talked about goro, gurai, quantifiers, things that kind of help things be more generalized, adding to our tool belt of Japanese. Today, we're going to continue with that, talking a little bit about the difference in probability. Now, the last episode we talked about was daro, which is a des or a da, which is put in base 5, or made to be conjecture on something happening usually in the future. Today, we're going to be talking about something that is very, very similar, but is an adjective, and has a slightly less probability of actually happening. So, what is this word? This word is kamoshirenai. Kamoshirenai. So, kamoshirenai. Usually it's put as might. This is a might. This is a less likely thing to happen than something like daro or deshou, okay? So it's a lower probability. So if I'm saying the same sentence I used last week, it will be less likely to happen, which will be ame ga furu deshou, ame ga furu daro. It's going to rain tomorrow, yeah? And then someone else replying, ame ga furu kamoshirenai. Kamoshirenai. It might rain tomorrow. It's less likely. So let's talk a little bit about that. So kamoshirenai, as I mentioned before, is an e adjective. Kamoshirenakatta would be how you'd put that into, non-colloquial past tense. Kamoshiremasen. Now, why is it like shiremasen if we're talking about an adjective? Well, that's because this comes from the word shiru, which is to know. Okay, so the end here is kamoshirimasen, shiremasen. It is to know at the end of the word here. So we're kind of combining some words and making it like an adjective. So I see it more conjugated like a verb, to be 100% frank. Kamoshirimasen. Now, this is often paired with another adjective before it or a na-adjective before it. So, tomorrow's going to be very pretty, or tomorrow's class is going to be really boring. Asta no jugyo wa tsumarenai kamoshirenai. Tsumarenai is boring. Asta no jugyo, tomorrow's class, ga, or wa tsumarenai kamoshirenai. I don't have to conjugate the one before it. I can simply add tsumarenai, or kirei na, or bimbo na, or whatever I want to add with it. Bimbo means to be poor. And usually written beaten bo. So it's a likelihood of something happening. It's, you'll often see this when talking about or conjecturing about something. Now, if I wanted to make something more likely, I of course have the option of daro, but there's another word which I'll talk about in brief so you can be aware of it, which is nichigainai. Nichigainai. Nichigainai is a high probability of something happening, and so you'll hear, if someone replies with that, I want you to understand what it is. I often see this in colloquial expressions when people are using the words like so des or so des yo, and then using the conjecture back. So des a repetition back of what has been previously stated to you in a positive or negative manner. This is a similar type of thing where we use this grammar point really to express the unlikelihood of that being actually the case, whether it's a positive or a negative. So it's usually kind of some part of repartee with our opponent. Or not our opponent, some form of repartee with the listener of our speech. So I try to think of it that way. I hope this has been helpful as we talk a little bit more ambiguity throughout this week as well. We're also going to be using things like stacking of particles this week, how which order they can go in, and hopefully that will help improve our Japanese and give us a leg up. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Until then, Jane.